From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The leaders of the United States and Japan underscored decades of post-war reconciliation and their bilateral security alliance during a symbolic joint visit Tuesday to Pearl Harbor's memorial in Hawaii. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying we're allies that will tackle the challenges covering the globe. He expressed sincere and everlasting condolences to the families of the more than 2,400 Americans killed in Japan's surprise attack on U.S. Naval and Air Forces 75 years ago that brought the U.S. into World War II. Mr. Abe said we must never repeat the horrors of war. President Obama called the U.S.-Japan alliance the cornerstone of peace in the Asia-Pacific region and a force for progress in the world.
Thank you for your gracious words. Thank you for your presence here today. A historic gesture that speaks to the power of reconciliation and the alliance between the American and Japanese peoples. A reminder that even the deepest wounds of war can give way to friendship and lasting peace.
The visit follows Mr. Obama's trip to Hiroshima, Japan in May, site of the U.S. atomic bombing in 1945. It was aimed at bringing about the end of the Second World War. Another wildlife warning, this one issued by the Zoological Society of London and Wildlife Conservation Society. Cheetahs are facing extinction. An estimated 7,100 cheetahs remain in the wild across Africa and Iran. Human encroachment has pushed the cat out of most of its historic habitat. The groups call for cheetahs to be placed on the endangered list of the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List of Threatened Species. This is VOA News. Israeli officials were set to approve new permits Wednesday for the construction of hundreds of new settler homes in occupied East Jerusalem, but the committee action was canceled. It would have come just days after a UN Security Council resolution was approved, critical of Israel's settlement activity and land viewed as part of a future Palestinian state. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner was asked for a response.
You know, we would hope that the UN Security Council resolution that was passed on Friday would serve as a wake-up call, as a an attempt to alert both sides, but certainly Israel, that its actions with regards to settlement activity are a detriment to moving forward with toward a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been critical of the U.S. decision to abstain from last week's U.N. vote rather than veto it. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is set to lay out his vision for ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in a speech Wednesday. Turkey and Russia have reportedly reached agreement on a ceasefire plan for Syria. Turkey's state-run news agency said the plan should go into effect late Wednesday if all sides agree. It said terror groups would not be covered and a peace conference in Kazakhstan would proceed if the truce holds. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said it will take 3 more months to eliminate the Islamic State in his country. The assault on the last IS stronghold in Mosul has been slowed by a concern over civilian casualties. The first trials in Istanbul of alleged coup plotters have gotten underway in Turkey. Nearly 30 policemen accused of failing to defend President Recep Tayyip Erdogan during the military's failed coup in July. They face possible life prison terms. A second flight data recorder, the so-called black box, has been retrieved from the waters of the Black Sea. From the wreckage of a Tu-154 that crashed shortly after takeoff from Sochi on a flight to Syria. All 92 on board perished. The so-called black boxes will hopefully reveal vital information on why the Russian military passenger jet crashed, killing dozens of members of the acclaimed Red Army Choir. Transport Minister Maxim Sokolov said it's too early to draw conclusions. He said 12 bodies and dozens of body parts have so far been recovered, but DNA testing will be required to secure identification of the remains. At least 2 people killed, dozens injured when a train derailed in northern India Wednesday. The incident occurred in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh state, when 14 coaches of an express train went off the rails. On Wall Street, as the benchmark Dow Jones average closes in on 20,000 points, a gain of more than 14% so far this year, the NASDAQ Composite Index hit a fresh high record, Tuesday closing at 54.87. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer confidence is at a highest level in 15 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.